gasoline prices down from their peak.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The lowest price for regular gas in the valley has dropped to $3.47 per gallon and remains below the national average of $3.85. This year, gas prices averaged $2.81 in January. Everything, however, changed with the outbreak of war in the Middle East. Prices surged in March, April, and May, peaking at $4.48. In June, prices gradually decreased to $3.83. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the peak inflation-adjusted gasoline price was reached in June 2008 at $6.23 per gallon in today's dollar. This was caused by oil prices soaring to an unprecedented $134 per barrel, $206 in today's money. The Great Recession, however, forced oil prices down to $41 per barrel, leading to a significant drop in gasoline prices, which fell to $1.70 by December. Because crude remains the single largest component of retail fuel cost, these shocks dictate our daily reality. We saw it after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which pushed oil prices up to $114 per barrel and gas to nearly $5. Similarly, this year's Middle East conflict severely restricted supply, sending oil prices past $105 in early June before preliminary peace talks pulled it down to $69. Following oil's historic highs in 2008, solar and wind energy became more appealing, and electric cars gained some popularity. In 2022, when oil prices rose above 100, the competitive position of alternative fuels and electric vehicles was further improved. A story I have told a number of times is that an older friend asked me what happened to 25 cents a gallon gas, which of course prompted me to do research. To my surprise, I found that the last time gas prices averaged that low was 1949, revealing that my friend was older than I thought. Adjusting for inflation, that quarter gallon price equals about $3.50 in today's money. We are now paying about 28 cents a gallon in 1949 dollars. However, the crucial piece of the puzzle is that real disposable income per capita has expanded by almost fourfold since then. When you factor this massive surge in purchasing power, the budgetary strain of today's gas prices on households is comparatively lower than the 1949 one. Relatively speaking, buying gas today affects your wallet the same way as paying 8 cents a gallon back in 1949. The beginning of peace talks has led to a decline in oil prices. If this momentum holds, we may see supply and demand find a stable new equilibrium. However, how closely this new balance will resemble the pre-war condition depends on what happened at the negotiating table. One thing is certain, a return to lower pre-war pricing remains months away, if we ever get there at all. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.